South by Southwest planning gets underway in a fresh way, and Austin remembers Paul Ray and David Bowie. This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Elissa Rigolski. South by Southwest will be here before you know it. And to get ready, the city of Austin is holding its first ever music venue summit. The idea for the city-sponsored summit came from last summer's music census, which found that venue owners experienced inconsistent communication from the city. On January 25th, the state's Music and Entertainment Division will team up with the city's fire and police departments to discuss venue security, sound ordinances, and the permitting process. To learn how you can get involved, the Music Venue Summit will be free and open to the public. The short-lived but much-loved David Bowie Street returned to its original name on Tuesday morning. Roland Swenson, co-founder of the South by Southwest Festival, admitted to adding the David decal to Bowie Street to commemorate the pop culture icon's passing on January 10th, after a five-decade career that can only be described as transcendent. The tribute was met with overwhelming support as thousands of Austinites petitioned to permanently change the name. On January 17th, an amicable protest even hit up the corner of David Bowie Street for an afternoon dance party and Ziggy Stardust tribute. Talk about a sad start to 2016. While the whole world mourned the death of music icon David Bowie, Austin music fans were also hit with a loss much closer to home. Paul Ray, Texas radio and Austin Music Hall of Famer, and host of KUTX's Twine Time, passed away on January 15th at the age of 73. His family has set up the Paul Ray Memorial Fund to help alleviate hospital and funeral expenses. For more information and to find out how you can donate, go to the feature section of KUTX.org. That's your sound check. For KUTX, I'm Elissa Rigolski.